Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now in the papers today, there's a story about a major Irish band who performed in somebody's home. And now this band is so big that they can now go onto the continent and they have super fans over there. Caroline de Klerk is one of those super fans. She's a musician. She's originally from Belgium, now living in Deutschland. Big, big fan of this Irish band since her first album was released in 2008. And she got quite the thrill at her front door, her apartment in Berlin, from where she joins us live this morning. Good morning, Caroline.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
How are you doing? Congratulations on winning this competition. Who showed up at your front door?
apparently Daniel Donoghue and Glenn Power. Incredible.
Of the script. So incredibly,
yes.
Apparently, you didn't quite believe your eyes, did you? When you opened the door, there's Daniel Donoghue and the lads from the script.
No, not really, no.
You entered a competition?
Yes, I entered a competition, yeah. Yes. All I had to do was leave an emoji. I need a reel, and then I had to fill out some form with my name, address, that's it.
Yeah.
And then I received an email, and at first I thought it was a scam, obviously, because we all receive these scam emails.
We don't believe anything.
Like,
no,
oh, congratulations, yeah. You won a contest. And I was like, oh, wait a second, I actually entered it.
So the script, we're coming to perform in Berlin anyway. This was a competition. You didn't quite believe it until you didn't believe it, I suppose, until you opened the door. Is that right?
Exactly, yeah.
And what happened? Much screaming, collapsing, swooning?
Well, there's, you know, people have different reactions. I'm not a screamer. I just, like, get shocked and I can't, you know, produce any noise at all. so that was happening. And I couldn't speak, I couldn't talk, but I let them in, obviously, and then they were meeting my friends and they were setting up, and next thing I know, they were playing my favorite songs in my living room. It's incredible.
That's a gorgeous moment.
Yeah, really, really a dream. Like, a dream I didn't think could come true, you know.
Tell us how much this band means to you.
Oh, man. Like, they were my favorite band when I was a teenager, you know. They're the first ones that I was really listening to. And when I was learning how to play music, I wanted to learn The Man Who Can Be Moved on the piano, you know. And that was, like, my ear training exercise, The Man Who Can Be Moved. And to this day, I still play it when I feel lost or a writer's block or something. I just go to the piano, play that song, and I feel all the feelings again, and I remember why I'm doing all of this again, you know. So.
That's the way they go. There was also a very special treat because you're a musician, you write and you play your own music, and they did something really special for you.
Yeah, man, they offered to play my song with me. I still start crying when I think about it. It's amazing. So they played a full set. And then afterwards, they were like, show us your song, show us the chords, give us the chords, we'll play it with you. And I was like, wow, God.
Oh, wow. Your own original song. They didn't know in advance. They just literally do it there and then in your living room.
Yeah, they showed up. They saw my piano. They saw my guitar. And so they had questions, you know. They were like, oh, and I was like, yeah, I write too. And then in a moment, I thought, like, Caroline, you cannot say this to these big people. Like, are you insane? But I did that, and I'm happy that I did because... Yeah, they really wanted to play with me, and so we played my song, and they loved it. They sang along, and it was amazing. Yeah,
amazing. And then the following night, you actually go to the concert in Berlin.
Yeah, they invited us all to come and see them. Like, I was gonna go anyway, but now all my friends have to go with me as well. And
Well, what an unforgettable experience.
Yes, truly.
It's a thrill for us as well to know there are Belgian fans. Obviously, you're now living in Berlin, and German fans as well of a band that starts small in Ireland and becomes big right around the world.
Yeah. Well, they're big in my heart anyway. But definitely in Belgium also. Yeah, everywhere. Yeah.
Well, thanks a million for sharing your story with us, Caroline. Do you speak Flemish or French? How do we say Happy Christmas to you?
Vrolijk Kerstfeest.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I'll leave it there. I'll say Joyeux Noël to cover the French
part. Thank you. Well, happy Christmas to you too.
Same to you, Caroline de Klerk. Thanks so much for that.